paragraph Yud, he calls Zoichen Ayidei Kedushas Rosh Hashanah V'Yom HaKippurim, because all the things we're speaking about here, a Jew is zoichet to through the holiness of these special holidays, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, Sheheim Aseres Yimei Tshuva, which span the entire 10 days of Tshuva, Keneged Aseres Hadibrois, which correspond to the 10 statements of the 10 commandments, Sheheim Asora Madrega Shel Nevuah, which correspond to the 10 levels of prophecy, Shaydeze Zoichen Le'emunas Chidesh Oilam, through which a person is zoichet to real perfection of emuna, which means to believe that the Torah was the world was created something from nothing. Chidush Oilam, Shashem Yizborach Boreis Oilam Basorah Mamoreis, that Hashem created the world with the 10 special statements of creation, Kamo Shemavur Sham, as Rabbi Nazal explains all of this over there in Likutei Moran. Ukeneged ze, corresponding to the 10 commandments, corresponding to the 10 levels of prophecy, corresponding to this emunah and chiddush olam, you have the 10 days of tshuva. Ugemar tikunam hu b'yom kippur. The grand finale is, the completion is on Yom HaKippurim. Ve'oz nichnas ha-kohen gadol lefnai ve'lefnim. That's the one day a year when the Kohen went into the 10th level. He went into the Holy of Holies, which is the 10th level of holiness. The Mishnah in Kalim says that ground level, level 1 of holiness is Eretz Yisrael. Level 2 is Yerushalayim. Level 3 is Harabayis. And you keep continuing until you get to the 10th level, which is the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which the Kohen Gadol went into on the 10th day, on Yom Kippur. To the place where you had the Ark and the Tablets, Shehem Klal HaTorah, which summarized the Torah, Bechinas Ruach Nevuah. That's the prophecy Shemevareir Hamedame, which clarifies and purifies the Medame, the lowest level of our intellect. V'alkein Yefshe Lichnois L'Shom Kiyim BeKorbonois HaPar V'Asoyer. And now you'll understand why the Kohen Gadol couldn't enter into this Holy of Holies until he brought an ox and a goat. Kama Shekosev, as the Pasuk says in Acharei Mois, Bezois Yovoi Aaron al HaKodesh. With this is what will enable Aaron HaKohen to enter into the Holy of Holies. What is this? Bepar ben Bokor, the ox and the goat. Ki kol HaKorbonois, because Rabbeinu Zal explains in chapter 25 in Likutei Moran that all the sacrifices that were brought in the Beis HaMikdash are all a concept of Birur Hamedame. The fact that I'm bringing this cow and goat is because I'm saying I'm a cow. I acted like a cow. I acted like a behema, which means I let my medame control me. The medame is the lowest part of my brain, the part that associates most easily with the taivas rois and midos rois of this world. That's the medame. That's the yetzahara. When the yetzahara is working in a person, it's working from the medame in the person's brain. So the korbonos, the whole concept of the animals that were brought as sacrifices in the Beis HaMikdash, they're all about medame, because an animal doesn't have a high level intellect like a human being, but it does have medame. The ikar habirur, the place where we're able to accomplish the greatest fixing of medame is bebeis hamikdash, sheshom oimed ha'oroin valuchos. In the Beis HaMikdash, you have the oroin, the ark, and the luchos, with the 10 levels of prophecy, the 10 levels of holiness. Aval b'yoyim ha-kippurim tzorech lichnois lemekoyim haluchais mamish. However, on Yom Kippur is when the Kohen Gadol had to go all the way inside to the place where the luchais were, lebeis kodesh hakadoshim, to the Holy of Holies, imdam hapor v'hasoyer, and he had to use the blood of the ox and the goat. That was his visa to be able to get in there. Because it's on Yom Kippur that the Kohen Gadol is trying to draw a complete forgiveness, a complete pardon for us from Hashem for all the different types of sins that we've done throughout the entire year. Shenemshochem mizuam asanochosh, the sins that came from the filth, from the misguidance of the snake, shehu bechinas bilbul hamedame, which is a concept of confusing our medame, the snake who convinced Adam and Chava to make the wrong decision, to use their brain improperly, to think that it's the right thing to eat from the Eitz Hadas. Vezeh bechinas haktoiris shenichnas bohem lefnai velefnim. And now you'll also understand why one of the other things that the Kohen Gadol brought into the Holy of Holies was the ktoiris, those special spices, Sheheim Reach Toiv, which give forth a wonderful aroma. Ki Iker HaTikun Lizkois L'Reach Toiv, because Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran, the main goal, the main thing that we're trying to achieve is to be zoche to a good smell, to take all of the sins that we did, all the bad things that we did all year, which generated a foul odor, and to convert it into a good sweet smell. Bechinas nirdi nosan rechoy, as Rabbeinu Zalveh quotes the pasuk that the tzaddik, the true tzaddik, has the ability to get the yidden to do such a tshuva where he turns it around completely, where this foul, disgusting, horribly smelling thing, this whole package of sins of a whole year, the tzaddik, by helping us do tshuva, and especially tshuva me'ava, he turns it into a fragrant package, a package of sweet-smelling spices, into ktoiris. Shezeo b'chinas reyach haktoiris, that's what the aroma of the ktoiris is all about. Shemalin hakedusha me'imke imke haklipois. Because in the ktoiris, we were able to elevate the holiness, to bring forth holiness from the lowest, lowest levels of tumah. Remember? The ktoiris had the chelbana in it. And we mentioned from the Shiloh HaKadosh, Chelbanos Bigimatria Homon. The Ktoiris had in it Mordechai Atzadik. It's brought Moradror. The Targum of Moradror is Mordechai. And the Ktoiris also had in it the lowest of the lowest of the low, Homon, who comes from Amalek, who's the epitome of evil, total evil. And yet the Gemara says in Gittin, Mibnei Bonov Shel Homon Lomdu Toiro Lebnei Yisrael Bnei Brak, that from the descendants of Haman, there came forth those who taught Torah to the Jews. So we see that even from the lowest, lowest klipa, from the filth of sins, there is able to come forth, it's able to be turned around and generate a beautiful smelling item. At shekol ho'avoinois mal in reach toiv. The true tzaddik is able to make such a change, to bring Klal Yisrael to such a level of tshuva, whereby from all of our sins comes forth a beautiful smell. Shezeh b'chinas chelbana shel haktoiris. That's why the Torah tells us that the ktoiris had to have this chelbana in it. Shemarameis letzareif poishe Yisrael b'tfilaseinu. This hints to us, this teaches us that we must include and attach the poishe Yisrael. Poshea is the worst type of sin. Pshia, negligence. A person, poshea means a person who sinned spitefully against Hashem, that we're even including them in our tefillah. As we say when we begin the Kol Nidre on Yom Kippur night, al da'as ha-mokoyim, al da'as ha-kolol, al da'as ha-kohol, onu matirin lehispalel im ho'avaryonim. We're hereby declaring that we are matirin, we're untying, we're opening the gates, and we're willing to daven, we want to include into our tefillah the avaryonim, the worst sinners, the poishim, the chelbana. Ki ha-koil misapech le-toiva bekoyach ha-tzadikei emes, because everything gets turned around for the good. Everything gets reversed through the great power of the true tzaddikim who know how to run a Rosh Hashanah. They know how to give forth that tefillah bebechinas din. And thereby they're able to accomplish all the different tikkunim that Rabbeinu Zal describes over there in Torah Ches, the tikkun ha'emuna, the birur hamedame, the 10 levels of nevuah, the emunah and chiddush olam, ad shezeichin lekoiloi shel Moshe, until Klal Yisrael is zeichin to the voice of Moshe Rabbeinu, shaydeze hakoil mal in reach toiv, through which everybody, even the worst sinners, and all of our assorted sins, even the worst of them, are able to bring forth a good smell, a sweet smell. Ayin Shom, look over there in Torah Tikku Teichacha, and you'll see where Rabbeinu Zal explains all of this. Interesting to note that this Tikku Teichacha was Rabbeinu Zal's Birkas HaPreda to his students. That was his final shir, the last shir of his life. That he gave, the last official shir that he gave in his life, was this chapter in Likutei Moran, Tikku Teichacha, where he speaks about the power of Moshe Rabbeinu. He speaks about all the great tzaddikim, that right before, when did they reprimand the Jews? Right before their passing, right before they were about to pass away. Moshe Rabbeinu in Chumash Dvorim, and all the many examples of Yaakov Avinu, right before he's about to pass away, he reprimands Reuven and Shimon about how they acted in haste, etc. And in that Torah, Rabbeinu Zal gives such incredible hope. You know, he shows how the avoid of the tzaddikim is to turn everything around, to be able to take that their toichacha is a constructive toichacha, whereas unfortunately most people who don't know the ins and outs of toichacha, they can usually do more harm than good with toichacha. But the true tzaddik is the one whose toichacha brings forth the greatest feelings of tshuva and motivation, inspiration. And we see this today more than ever before. We see miracles in front of our eyes. We see people who are so far from Hashem who come to the tzaddik for Rosh Hashanah, especially in Uman, in Miron, in different places, the different kibbutzim of the tzaddik. And we see people who it seemed as you could never imagine that you'll get a Jewish word out of them. And you see these people burst into tears and mamish rivers of tears and regret and remorse, and people wanting to mamish change their whole lives. I just read a story recently, you know, on Shabbos, they give out these different pamphlets and these different flyers, and they mention a story about a person who was completely non-religious, chiloni, an Israeli chiloni, which is, you know, super, super. And he raised his kids totally irreligious, and one of his kids became Breslov, and the father was still very staunch in keeping his way, and the father got sick, and they discovered some kind of a growth inside. And he went to the hospital, and the father was very wealthy, very successful in the term success of the secular world. And they operated once, and they tried, and they said he needs a second operation, and he saw that he really wasn't getting anywhere with the doctors. He saw that they themselves were admitting that they can't seem to stop it. And he was so desperate, and he said to his family, I'll give anything, you know, somebody could heal me, because he wanted to live. He wants to live. He has children. He wants grandchildren. He wants to see his grandchildren, etc. So this son said to him, you give anything? Let's see if you're lying. Let's see you give a trip to Uman. Let's see you come with me to Uman. And the father was in such a state, he saw the hopelessness of the medical, doctors who he had consulted with Tilnin, that he said, okay, like I'll try anything, do anything. And the father came, and the father there, you know, he said at one point he saw his father burst into tears. Tremendous, tremendous flow of tears. And then when they came back to Eretz Yisrael, he saw the father, when they came into the house, he couldn't believe his eyes. He saw his father reach up and kiss them. I'm sorry, no, mistake. In Uman itself, Rosh Hashanah, the father was basically cold. He was cold, didn't see any major spiritual response from him, no major reaction. But the father didn't complain, he didn't say anything negative whatsoever, he went along with the whole trip, came back to the house, came into the house, and he saw his father put his hand up, kissed the mezuzah, and there he suddenly burst into tears, tremendous tears. And he said, like, what have I been doing with my life? You know, what have I been doing with my life, my whole life? And he saw that at that point, a light opened up for the father to be able to really see that the physical world and a life without spiritual, What is it? I'm a cow. I'm an ox. I'm a cat. I'm no different. And the father, from that point, made major changes. And the next time he went for a checkup, the doctors were surprised to see that they didn't see what they saw before. And this person ended around on this father, ended up being chozer b'tshuva on his level, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Shem should help that all of us should take seriously what we're learning here, this concept of new every day, and especially new year. When we say on Rosh Hashanah, Chadei Shaleinu as Hashanah Zois Letoiva V'Levrocha, Yechadei Shaleinu, this term Chodesh, that Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh, and Rosh Hashanah, that mamish new beginning, to be able to let go, of all the shtuyot of the past, over our whole lifetime from the past, especially the previous year, and not to dare look at this as another Rosh Hashanah or another day in the life of Bill Jones, but to know new that this tzaddik is the one who really broadcasted this message, that Yiddishkeit is all about his chatshus, new, and especially the most important holiday of the year, Rosh Hashanah, which Rabbi Nizal said that's the top of the top. If we're coming to him to make sure we're coming new, not the same people as before, we're looking for something brand. We know that it is new. Everything is new. And we're looking to connect to that, to the new Torah, to the new tzaddik, to the new year, and be zecha to all the tikkunim for ourselves and for the entire Klal Yisrael, for the entire world. It's a shame.